Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some healings tonight. And tonight is going to be a special show. We're going to do some implant removals from people and also some water charging. So the water charging we'll do about half past on the hour here, and I'll mention that a little bit later on too. And this show will not work on the archives because of the complexities of what we're doing. So you can listen to it if you wish later. You might feel some energies, but the healings and the water charging will not work on the archives because of the way the show is going to be directed tonight. So we're going to first do some entity work here. So again, just sit back and relax. We'll take away entities from people. These are emotional bodies of people who passed away. And they can also be emotional bodies of people who are still living that are body hopping too. So here we go. That gets even scarier. So, and you may even have your ancestors in you. So here we go. Maybe your mother-in-law. So here we go. Coming out here. And working with the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head. And we're now going to the knee area and working our way up to our hips. And a little further up here, going up solar plex area, chest area, shoulders, down our arms, neck, and head. Okay, we're going to bring more of you back into your body now. And we're going to have to do what we call a spirit retrieval, soul retrieval. This is bringing back the fragments of you, little puzzle pieces that left because of being terrorized, being in your body, going through traumas. So here we go. We're going to clean them off now. Your spirit and the light ship is looking for the parts of you that left. And they basically get kicked out of our bodies because we force them out through our situations that we have here on the earth plane here. Okay. This is why you want to hopefully scan your heart all the time so you're not actually experiencing all these negative situations here, which actually forces and kicks your spirit away from you and knocks it out of your body. So here we go. Can I come in? And I'll count to 10. Your spirit knows how to do this, and you'll come in whatever way you need to. Normally through your crown, heart, or maybe just walk into you from in front of you. So here we go. Coming in, command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, next we're going to do a chakra alignment. And it would be interesting if you're typing in on the fast chat, maybe just type your name with maybe what state you're calling from. That'd be interesting. So we can see where we're reaching here. So here we go again. Going to start working with your heart chakra. Reposition that. There we go. Throat chakra, third eye, and power chakra, and second chakra, and first chakra. We're doing an opening now if you wish to have your chakras open a little bit more than what they are. This also helps to promote healing. So here we go. Going to your heart center first. I use the word spin to open it up. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down to your power chakra, solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. And now we'll do our mind to heart drop. And if this is new to you, think of your awakening thoughts, your consciousness, whatever word you want to say there, your ego self, what talks to you between your ears, the voice inside of your head. And we'll call that the 10th floor of the elevator. This is, we'll say, your mental body. And now we're going to surrender that, move it into your heart center, which is the first floor in your heart. This is where your spirit resides. This is your heart, your divine connection to yourself and your own divinity. So here we go. I'm going to drop this energy down so you can become heart-centered. So just think of an elevator dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just kind of relax, connect with your spirit, and stay there. Feel the wonderful energy of peace. And see you back in a couple of minutes here. activate the light scene on your monitor screen. So if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down a little ways underneath the blinking flower, and you're going to see a light beam there. We're going to activate this. We'll bring in the male energy today, because this will be a show which will take a little more horsepower here, doing implants. So we're bringing in three males to come through. Watch your monitor screen as they start to change. And you're going to see the eyes become brighter. The face will become more three-dimensional, kind of float and move around maybe a little bit. And you're going to actually see the energy coming off the photograph itself. These are all heart-based energy. So, like I say, if you're using your mind to try to figure this out, it doesn't have a clue. Don't even go there. This is all heart-based energy. You're going to feel it in your heart center. This is the only way the light chip connects. And it only works with love energy, which is what they create out of. So, just watch the light beam being energized here. And I guess looking at the fast chat here, everybody here is basically from California. You're all back east. You're east of California, so. And a lot of people are, you know, across maybe 2,000 to 3,000 miles away, so it's interesting how nice the internet is here to connect this way. So we'll see if our co-host is here. Sylvia, watch the light beam. And Sylvia, out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And in case you missed at the beginning of the hour when Ron came on, this is going to be a very wonderful evening, and we have two things in store tonight that you'll want to know about. And one is we're going to do some work with the light ship with implant removal, and Ron will tell you all about what that means, and do some different removals to give you kind of an experience of what that's all about. And then at about half past, we're going to, or a little bit later, we're going to get into some divine water activation. And so maybe next time when the music is playing, if you'd like, you could get three small glasses, like a 4 or 6 ounce, kind of a juice glass size of water, and have those in front of you, because the light beings will come through and activate that water with light codes just for your body. So stay tuned with us for that. And Ron, before we get started with the implants, I thought I would just pick up one question that we have from a listener on the fast chat. And the question is, are we helpless beings who have no power within us? And definitely we are not. And the whole point of this radio show is to connect you with your own divinity within. And Ron, would you like to give an answer to that question?
Yeah. Basically, we are powerless if we are in mind energy. And this is the whole thing why you have to get back into your heart. That's who your divinity is. So, yes, if you're in your mind, then you are kind of like a cork out in the ocean being bobbed around. Remember, we do clearings to get rid of the parallel lifetimes from the dark side, the ET involvement from that. We get rid of the planetary energies that are controlling you from your horoscope. So, in a sense, that is correct, except the last part, you are not powerless once you connect with your spirit. So, if you're working with mind energy, yeah, you are basically at control of the extraterrestrials, the God plane energy of duality that they brought here, human race consciousness, collective consciousness, mass consciousness, there's many words for it. It's what people tune into when they do their channeling, and that's what you're, you know, connected to and what the ETs want you to know about. And remember, they're controlling you through the implants, and so this is why we're going to be doing an implant session today. So again, what I'll do is kind of talk about implants. I was doing a lady today. She's doing a sensory clearing, and she was young, in the 30s, and she's actually pretty old. She's over 70,000 years here with her spirit, and all of a sudden, near the end of the session, she was kind of talking about her neck kind of hurting, and all of a sudden, through one of these time frames, I don't exactly know when, I'll just pick a number, say 50,000 years ago, all of a sudden, these implants appeared. So I think I removed out of her about 4 implants, which took away, I'll just say, almost all of her pain in her neck. which was brought to her in that time frame. So I thought, well, we might do a show tonight on implants, because implants are what people have in them. Like I mentioned before in previous shows, everybody on this planet has been abducted in this lifetime. So right away, that might make your inside squirm, and you might feel kind of, at dis-ease, which is true, because we should not be messed around with by any other life form, but we are. So what we're going to do now is take some out of you, and this show, like I said, will not work on the archive because of the complexities of doing this process here. So here we go. What I'm going to do is focus on implants around your head area. And naturally, you can have a lot more than this here. But if you have an ache or pain in your body, and right now we're focusing on your head, just kind of think of that here. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 out. There we go. And we're going to work now on implants around your neck. Here we go. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, out. And we'll do ones now on your, we'll just say your whole body cavity here, above your waist to your neck. And I'm being shown to work with kidneys, okay? So let's do that right now. So work with your left kidney first. There we go. And this is, might just be, the top of the iceberg here that we're taking away from you. So here we go, left kidney. Count to 10 again to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right kidney. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to work with implants that are around your heart center. So implants can transmit information to you. They can make you feel bad. Information could be like maybe you're unworthy. They can do controlling energies to you, like you're a robot. Or like a little remote control car that you see people sometimes get in at Christmas, you can go different ways and you have a little remote control in your hand. Well, this is how we're being actually controlled by the extraterrestrials here. So they put different thoughts in our minds along with creating our body to respond different ways. So here we go. This is out of, we'll say, the back side of your heart here. So your back area around where your heart would be, maybe even middle of your back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, out. Now we'll do the front side. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to go around to your hips. Sometimes people have hip problems. Here we go. Left hip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right hip. Hip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's go down to our knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was your left knee. Right knee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ankles, left ankle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right ankle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the bottom of our feet. And here we go. 1, 2, left side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So I'll put some music on. You can do a body scan and just kind of see how you are actually feeling right now. You might want to get up, just kind of stretch and twist and just, check out your body. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, that was wonderful. I hope all of you that are listening experienced some changes there that will be very positive for you. And if you would like to, we would love to hear from you on the Fast Chat about anything that you felt or experienced during that removal. And sometimes you may not notice things right away, but you may have things later, or you might realize later, hey, that ache or pain that I always used to kind of live with is gone, and I don't, you know, remember exactly when it left, you know, but it's just not there anymore. So you can always give us a little email testimonial there. It's very easy to do if you're on our page and on the Fast Chat. There's just a little link there in blue right below where you would type in your questions. So that would be great to hear from you. So, Ron, would you like to do any more healings? Or we do have a couple of requests on the Fast Chat, one for mind control disconnect and one for parallel life disconnection, if there's time to do that before we get into the water activation.
Yes, I think we'll do an implant for animals here.
Oh, great.
There's probably a lot of you out there who may have animals with you. We see that there's a wonderful dog on from Ray, so I won't give the name here, but we're going to do an implant removal on animals. And you may have a cat also, or maybe even birds. You remember, they pick these up too. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and do some releasing here for everybody. You can watch your animal if you wish, or just know that it's happening to them. Just think of them now in your consciousness. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Out. Okay. So let's see. Mind control here. Yeah, we could do that here. So the light show is going to come. You can watch the light being on your monitor screen if you would. And you're going to be put into like a little bubble. And this will eliminate EMF radiations around you, transmissions from the ETs, from off planet, you know, just many, many things that are affecting you. Your monitor screen in front of you possibly, the wiring inside of your house, and just any type of electronic transmissions of signals coming into your body. So here we go. I count to 10, and you should actually feel a shift really, really quick after I say this. So you're going to feel like you're in a little bubble, in your little sanctuary. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. There should be a big shift in consciousness right now for you. And we're going to drop you down into your heart again in case you kind of moved out of it. Normally your mind wants to know on implants, so you may be out of your heart center. So here we go back in again here. Remember, it's worried too that it's being controlled. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. And we'll do a sample clearing here of your parallel lives. That's listed here on the Fast Chat. So remember, your parallel lives are from the dark side. In fact, the show basically deals with almost always dark side energies, unfortunately, even though it is a show of light, because these dark energies are preventing you from being in the light. So we have to get rid of them in order for you to understand the difference here. And it gets you out of the mind control and the controlling of the extraterrestrials that want to keep you from understanding who and what you are in your heart center. So here we go. These parallel lifetimes, they created for you, and you could be in a couple thousand of these. Here I do individual clearings with people to get you out of these lifetimes. So here we go. We're going to take you out of 10 of these. So first lifetime, and just think of, like I say previously all the time, think of a problem that you're dealing with, and it may be alleviated. So you're bringing back this energy from your traumatized spirit in these lifetimes back to you physically here. So here we go. First lifetime release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and 10th release. There we go. So you should feel a little difference there. And back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, boy, I would really like to talk a little bit more about this implant subject. It's just so interesting how this all works. And I noticed when you were doing those removals, one of the areas that you were removing from was the heart center. And so I started to wonder, is it possible that these implants that we have are actually preventing people from being able to go into their heart center or to really actually connect with their own divinity, to hear the voice of their spirit within, preventing them from getting their guidance and that type of thing?
I would say yes, but more so it's the invisible bodies that are around us that I do clearings on that prevent you from actually connecting to your heart. But yes, I'm sure that would be true. Remember, I probably do about maybe 40 different clearings that work with the negative mind energies that are preventing you from going into your heart center. This is why, you know, we do our initial session with people on the emotional clearing and different ones like that, so that these invisible bodies that get clogged up full of goo and gunk and start overflowing, spilling into your physical body energy system, which can cause you harm and actually death, this is what you want to clean out. So all these bodies that are around you that are invisible or in you get saturated of this negativity, and the negativity is of the mind energy, which is transmitted to you by the ETs. So this is where you want to get out of the mind energy. So because of that, having the mind frequencies of mass consciousness here, this is why you have so much trouble getting into your heart. So yes, in a sense, it kind of all is about the same. The main thing is to stay into your heart if you can and live life here in a much more peaceful area of consciousness. Remember, your mind does like to surrender to that because parts of you do want to come into the light, even though it could be the dark side. So each time you drop into your heart, you're taking part of that mind energy that could be attached to some of the darkness, and it really wants to go in there too because it wants to enjoy the freedom of free choice. Remember, if you're controlled and being manipulated by the dark energies, just think of what those beings are being used and being dealt with in the dark universes too. They're all mind controlled. So just because we have it here doesn't mean that it doesn't exist elsewhere, because it does just exist in the dark universes. So by doing this technique, you're actually helping some of the darkness that's, we'll say, in you to have a healing. And then when that gets a healing, then it can probably get off of your back a little bit more and allow you to come into your heart even more and more. So the whole thing that you're dealing with here is mind energy. This is the problem. So your heart does have its own consciousness. You could also call it a mind of your heart. But the other energies are so much more intense and so much more contaminated that it's very hard to hear your spirit talking to you because of all these bombardments of the mind control that's here. And because it switched over from heart energy to mind energy, people always use their mind of their, the dark side, in a sense, not saying that exactly right, but they're using the energy that they're getting in the side of their head versus going into their heart. So when you start to use the heart energy, then you have a lot quicker, faster answers, and it's not going to hurt anybody. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered that question.
That's great. And I just lost my fast chat view, but I believe we had a comment. I think it was from Nancy, who was saying that after you did the implant removal on the pets, her dog got very relaxed and so had, you know, a really good result from that. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. My fast chat is actually off too, so we'll see what happens here.
All right. Well, so would you say that as far as what a person needs, whether they're more in need of the emotional body to be cleared out of its densities or the implants to be removed, is that something that goes in a set sequence, or do you just deal with that individually from person to person as you're working with them?
And most people who I work with implants on normally have at least 6 to 10 clearings before that so they can actually hold the consciousness. Remember, you need to get more of your spirit in your body to help with these healings. So if you're only like 10% of your body, doing an implant removal on you is not really going to help you too much, because it's not going to be that beneficial, because you have no way to hold on to the healing. Remember, this is for you to hang on to your healings, to integrate the healing with you. And your spirit does that. This is why we do the emotional clearing first. So the whole process is to start clearing away the densities around you so that your spirit can have a much better chance of hanging on to divine energy and to connect with you. And naturally, the implant removal is kind of near the maybe tail end of different sessions that I would be doing with people, because you have to have spirit integrity with yourself. Otherwise, the implants are still going to hang in there because you have no way to bring light in to your body. So typically, once you get halfway in your body, then you're going to kind of know why, maybe why you're here, so to speak, or at least have an understanding of how you can have more control of your life, because then you're more heart-centered at that point in time. So, any other, I don't have any fast chat up here, so.
There was one question earlier, too, I think the only one I didn't bring up yet, and that was something regarding insomnia, like what a person, how could the lightship help with that?
Well, that's probably your parallel lifetimes. Remember, people who have had the parallel lifetime clearings, most people tell me that they sleep much better, and maybe they haven't had a restful sleep for years, and all of a sudden they have it, and you don't have all those awful dreams or even, awakening deja vus of being traumatized from or scared of other lifetimes that you're living. And so that very possibly could be part of that. What I'd recommend with the type of clearing, insomnia too, that could also be a sensory clearing. Maybe you were somehow maybe like a sentinel, or maybe you worked in the military, or maybe you had to keep watch over something at night. And so maybe in one of those lifetimes, remember this is your genetic lifetime of your body, okay? Maybe in one of those lifetimes, maybe somebody got killed when you were supposed to be staying awake to protect someone. So now you don't want to go to sleep because you're afraid, maybe you'll die or somebody else may die. So, this is in my initial session of clearings, which is your initial empowerment sessions that you want to have, because those clearings are designed to get you jump-started into your spiritual awakening here. And one of those, is the sensory clearing, which is past life genetic trauma release from you. This is what I did, I said earlier today, to a young lady. And during that process, we found implants in her, and we took them out, and her neck felt better. And that she was hanging on to for basically probably over 50,000 years. So it's quite something and interesting to see what happens in the past. Remember, you're living the past of your ancestors. This is your genetics. And what they believed or didn't believe is what you're living with today. It may not be on the surface. That's why we do the emotional clearing first. That's what you already have dealt with in this lifetime. And that's just the small, small tip of the iceberg. Remember, you have all the thoughts for each day of the life of every ancestor that you know about or don't know about, going back to the genetics of when they first started and came here. So if you just think of that, it can get really mind-boggling really, really quick. So this is why we do the sensory clearing, to clean out those traumas. Very, very important. So the question would be, if this person were to ask me what to do first, do the emotional clearing, then do a mental clearing, and then also from there do your sensory. And then naturally, if that didn't get it, you definitely want to have your parallel lifetimes done to get out of your spirit out of those lifetimes. That's imprinting the negativity into you. And then also get away from the planets, your horoscope, your natal chart. That should not even be controlling you. This is another ET energy which they brought in here. So kind of going back to the first question, that we don't have a chance here in a sense. Yeah, you don't have one until you have clearings, until you get into your heart. When you're in the mind energy, you don't have a chance on this planet to survive here, because you're being manipulated and controlled so much. Once you get into your heart, those energies go away completely because you don't live there. So it's kind of up to you how you choose to, work forward in your life to have the understanding of your spirituality. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I guess, time to get into the water activation that we promised at the beginning of the hour. So in case we have people that have come on Since then, if you'd like to get 3 small glasses of water, and then maybe while people are getting their water run, we could just talk a little bit about what that's all about and how people can get involved with that if they would like to.
Yes, every Wednesday I do water charging. Very, very wonderful. We do 7 containers of water, and the program is designed to be once a week on Wednesdays, so you have 4 consecutive Wednesdays, and you have water for the whole month, basically. And these have, like we said before, divine light codes in it for healing. And the light beings from the light ship are with you when you drink your water. They energize it. And if anything were to change in yourself, it's strictly done in the moment, so you will get what you need at that time. And the glasses of water normally taste different. Most people say that they're very silky smooth, go down instantly, and it's very refreshing. So let's take our first glass of water, and this will not work on the archives. This whole program will not work because of the intensity of these healings here.
Ron, before we start with the activation, maybe it'd be good to have people just, you know, have a taste of their water first so they can actually then taste it afterwards and notice the difference between them.
That'd be great, sure. So just have a little sip of the first water container. And now we're going to energize it. So we're going to have one of the light beams come through. Do the light beam on your monitor screen. And there's many different types of life forms on the light ship. They will bring in the dolphins right now. And you may actually feel the dolphin energy coming into your heart center, going down your arms to energize your water here. So again, here we go. Just sit back and relax.
And can you tell, for the new people, how to hold their water?
Yeah, definitely, I'm sorry. Yeah, hold your water in your hand, Jeff, but one hand on each side of it. And starting right now. You start to feel your hands kind of tingle and buzz during this process. Wonderful. Okay, another probably 15 seconds, and this water will be charged up. Great. Okay, to take a little sip of water. This is the dolphin energy charging your water for you. And it will almost always taste different than the water was before. In fact, I haven't had anybody tell me that the water ever tastes the same. And let's get our second glass of water for you. And you can drink all of this if you wish. This water will not last more than 2 days, so it'll work for today and tomorrow if you just wanted to save it. But naturally, because your body wants it, I would just drink it. Maybe drink it before the day is out here, each water container here. Okay, here we go. Take the second glass of water, put it in your hands. Okay. And coming to us are the seals. There's different life forms, like I said, on the light ship. And now the seals are coming to you through the light beam on your monitor screen. And they're energizing the water. Okay, wonderful. This will take another half a minute here. And again, you might feel your heart open up. You may feel your hands kind of buzz and tingle. Great. Okay. Have a sample of this water right now. See how it tastes. It may be different than the first one here. And next we'll do the third glass of water. And again, put it between your hands. And this glass of water is going to be energized by the golden whales. If you've been on the conference calls with me, especially the ones on once a month Saturdays, these light beings come in. We do 7 containers of water there also. And here comes the golden whales. Again, put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And here they are. Wonderful. And again, feel a lot of energy with this one here. So you're going to feel the energizing of the water. If your hands tingle, that's a good indication of the energy flowing through you. In about 15 more seconds. Okay, have a sip of this water. If you want to comment on the fast chat, go ahead, and we'll see if we can pick it up here on the fast chat. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. And if you are interested, on having special water, divine water for the whole month on Wednesdays, we do the calls at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and the cost is $60. It's just a wonderful way to get in touch with the light ship, and we also do a one half an hour. A light ship healing with that. So it's a great way to be on the light ship and also have water charging for the whole month. And it's definitely can help you out tremendously with personal healing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, each one of those divine energies as they came through was, completely different, and each water had its own taste and, its viscosity or the texture of it was completely different from glass to glass for myself. So it's very interesting. And I think what's so wonderful about this water is just that it is done for you specifically for whatever it is that you need for your body for the upcoming week. So when the water is activated on the conference calls, you're able, instead of just having this small glass, to have a whole, like a gallon or a large bottle of the water. And obviously, you're holding on to the water for a longer period of time. And it's really interesting to see what happens. For myself, sometimes a particular bottle will just suddenly become full of, thousands of little tiny bubbles. Or another bottle might have larger bubbles. That appear in it, and each one has its own energy. And then, like Ron said, as you drink that during the upcoming week, you will actually have those divine beings with you, present in that moment, to make sure that water is what you need exactly for your body and for your healing right at that time. And Ron, can you talk also about the conference calls and their relationship to ascension preparation? Because so many people are, wanting to make sure that their bodies are prepared for the ascension and that they can hold light energy and light frequency. And how does the water relate to that process?
Well, the water goes through you and actually starts bringing in light codes into your body, so it actually awakens your body also. So one way of looking at it, you are getting divine energy put into you with the water. Remember, your body is, basically, I think, 70% water. So with that, you're getting a lot of energies being transmitted, brought to you by the light ship. And this actually works inside of your body, goes to your cells. And the other aspect is it does healing on you. So there's two different ways to look at it. Number one, it does healing. Number two, it puts in light codes into your body, which will help your spirit integrate with you as much as it can do to bring you more into the frequency of ascension. And the frequency of ascension is just strictly getting more into your body, getting rid of the judgment. So it's just wonderful to have help. And remember, it's up to you to want to have help. Just thinking about it is not going to do any good, because then you're in the mind energy. So most people don't really get it for the first time. They think that they can read a book, go to a workshop, have a DNA activation. Naturally, that will not work for you, because you're not connected to the light ship to have those. You're working with some kind of extraterrestrial energy outside of yourself, which more than likely caused you physical harm, because you're connecting to the mind energy of some ETs out there. They don't have the protocol to do ascension work. There's no ET out there doing this type of work. It doesn't matter what dimension they're on, because they didn't create you. So the bottom denominator is the light ship created you. This is what Jesus used for his ascension teachings. And this is why it's so important at this time right now, since we're at the end of, the final maybe months, maybe years, maybe days here of having this process take place. So it's very important to get your spirit more into your body so you can do this process, this work, because your body, you know, would love to do the ascension. So just think how neat it would be to have it go to a different place. We see movies on TVs where people are maybe going through stargates, going into different dimensions, different realities. Well, your body is going to do that naturally if you go through the ascension process. And they're kind of giving us clues of that, but it may be more of a negative aspect, but it is a possibility. And so after the ascension time, your spirit will rejoin your body. But it can only go to one location. It can only go work to where the earth spirit is, because the earth spirit has a frequency of your body, of the elements in your body. Nothing else has that. So you will be materialized where the earth spirit is going to, which is eighth-dimensional reality, where it's already created its planet blueprint. And it's just waiting for the ascension time to occur. And this all happens at one time. It's a blink of an eye, and it's done. And so it's up to you to prepare for this here. This is what Jesus taught with his healings and teachings 2,000 years ago. So hopefully you understand this, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you might want to all just jot down, in case you didn't already, the first glass of water that was activated was done by the dolphins. The second glass was activated by the seals. And the third glass was the golden whales. And there wasn't a specific different purpose between those three waters. Today it was just to have water activated for what you need. Sometimes on the conference calls, in addition to the drinking water, we'll activate water for the skin or for removal of entities or for your gums and your teeth, different purposes like that. But this was just drinking water, and those were the three water beings that activated those glasses for you. So just enjoy drinking those. Let's talk a little bit, Ron, about the conference calls, because the water activation is just a part of that Wednesday call. There's also a lot of lightship healing that goes on, so let's talk about that also.
That's for the first part of the call, maybe the first half an hour. We do lightship healings, where you're transported to the lightship for half an hour. And we go into different various rooms. This is true also on Monday and Fridays. Monday and Fridays are 1 hour in length, where the one on Wednesday is a half an hour just for the lightship healing. Then we do the water after that. And then naturally after that, we go to the VBS show on Wednesdays to do our call, which will be this coming Wednesday too. So What happens is when you go to the light ship, you're there walking around physically. You have your clothes on, which you have now. One lady said, gee, Ron, I'm in the bathtub listening to your call. Am I going up there, you know, with no clothes on? I said, well, yeah, but they give you a robe. Don't worry about it. So she was kind of embarrassed. But, you know, that's just the way it is sometimes. And you have a chance to bring your pets and animals up for healing. We've had wonderful healings with animals. A lot of testimonials for that also. People can bring up their plants if they wish to. And the nice thing is that you're, you know, if you're a seer, it changes your whole paradigm of life, that you actually sense, feel the energies. And you may even be able to see a light beam like you see on your monitor screen here, which a lady who was a seer and an artist actually drew her live instantaneously on one of her four-hour calls. And so the whole thing is, you know, are you ready to do this? Our calls that we have Mondays and Fridays that start at 5:30 PST, and you can go on the website and click on there, too, and it will give you the conference call phone number and the PIN number. And they're $20. To have a light shift healing for $20 for 1 hour session, that's, to me, very, very reasonable. When I go to the expos, I have people charging you know, at least $2 to $5 a minute for massages. So for $20, if you're, you know, like a tire kicker or something, at least try it once and see how you benefit by this here, because it's just wonderful. Most people who are on the calls love it so much. And what normally happens is the first time through, you could have a miracle healing, or it could take maybe a month or two. Some people need more work, but I would probably venture to say that most people, if they're on the calls for probably a month, month and a half, that their symptoms of what they have are probably greatly reduced, okay? and just depends on the complexity of what you're dealing with. And naturally, you want to have healings down here because the bodies that are contaminated, like your emotional body, those are never created by the light ship. So you're dealing with earth energy, which does not go there. It's a whole different creation energy. And so this is why we have healings here, down here from me, because you need to have more work done to you. And that's just the way it is here. Remember, we've had a lot of extraterrestrial intervention here, which is very, very sad, to take us out of heart energy, to put us into their mind energy of mind control. But on a lighter note, what we're going to do now is bring in, into the light being picture, I'm going to bring in Mother Mary, and she's on the light ship too, original spirit energy. And we're going to also bring in St. Bernadette at the same time. St. Bernadette, you know, down here, we know, brought in the energy for Lourdes, France with Mother Mary. And that's the healing water. So here we go. Just watch your monitor screen. And I'm going to count to 10, and they'll both come through to help you with healings here. And just request healings. And they'll be with you for probably about a half an hour after this program. And here we go. They're coming in. So I'll count to 10. So you can actually feel the energy in your heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And if you wish to go on our very special program that we have once a month, that's the 4-hour ascension call. Costs $60. You're on the light ship. We do 7 containers of water also for you. And that's on December 20th. And that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And the time goes by very, very quickly. It's like a mini vacation. I do send out an email on that. So if you're interested in joining our email list, we send out maybe 2 or 3 a month in regards to this here. Just go to the bottom of your page and click on the email section. And you probably get a confirmation that you want to, fill out on your own email to make sure that it's not a spam for you. And from there, we'll send you an email maybe in a week or two about this 4-hour call. So it's a very special call. People love it. And I get people from all over the world getting on it. And they just love the energy because it only feels like about 15 minutes goes by. And I get a lot of healings from people. And if you had a healing today, just go to the testimonial section here, if you would, and type in how you felt today about the show and, you know, how you feel now. So time's kind of running out here. If you have anything to add, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I just wanted to go back to this wonderful once-a-week Wednesday conference call that you that we were discussing earlier that has the water, where each Wednesday you have activated a whole week's supply of the divine water for yourself and the light ship healing. And you mentioned that those conference calls cost $20, but don't you have a special monthly rate for people that want to get on every single Wednesday call that they pay it like?
It's $60 for the month for the Wednesdays if you get on that plan. And then I also discount the other plans that we have. You can go to the website and check them out. So if you wanted to spend $200 for the month to get on, I believe the calls yourself, you can. And then we have family rates too. So it's quite affordable if you're willing to get on them and just see the benefits in your life. Like I said, typically most people with being on the call for 1 month, their whole life changes. And you start, in a sense, rubbing elbows with these divine masters and the light beings, and you start really realizing that you're not alone and that you do have this divinity which is with you inside of yourself, and that starts to blossom. And that's the whole process here, is to know yourself. And without having some type of connection, because you're never going to get it on the God plane, that's ET involvement here, you're going to get it on the light ship, and they will connect you to your spirit more. And this is the whole process, is to be connected to your spirit inside of yourself. This is why we go with the teachings of Jesus, not to go outside of yourself for your divinity, because that's not good to do. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think that pretty much sums it up. So, and we are out of time. So I'll just say good night to everyone and blessings. Enjoy this beautiful divine energy of Mother Mary and Saint Bernadette that's with you now. And we'll be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. Blessings, everyone.
Hey, blessings to all of you. Good night.